jab. She has a beautiful jab, and she took me out of my rhythm a little bit. So in order to try to slow her down, I decided, you know, I had to put the pressure and go to her body, and that's what I did.
Okay, why don't you talk about this fight? How did you prepare for this fight? And you beat her before, but maybe talk about how you prepared for the fight.
This fight was, the first fight was a piece of cake. A piece of cake compared to this fight. I mean, the first fight was a piece of cake compared to this fight. And I mean, I knew, you know, that she was going to come out hard. I knew she was going to train her butt off for this fight. I didn't actually know exactly how she was going to come. She was going to try to box me or fight inside. So I trained for everything. I trained if I had to box her. I trained if I had to slug with her. I trained if I had to be an inside box, inside fighter. Either way that she would come, I trained to prepare myself for it.
You're in your backyard here in Temecula. What's it feel like for you to win in your own backyard?
Well, I'm originally from Plant City, Florida, and I just moved to Temecula like a month ago. And I just would like to thank Temecula. They have really welcomed me with open arms, made me feel like, you know, this is my home, you know. And it felt great. It felt great. I didn't realize that I had as many fans as I did here in Temecula. I mean, I've only been here for a month, but they treated me like I was born and raised here, and I really appreciate that.
Now, as you as a fighter, what motivates you to fight?
I just want to take female boxing to a higher heights. You know, I think I bring something different, something special to female boxing. And, you know, I thank ESPN, too, for having me. But the broadcasting shows, they really don't broadcast quality fighters. You know, and I'm glad that I had the opportunity, and hopefully now the other broadcasting shows will pick up what happened tonight and will show more of the female fighters of high skill. And that's why I keep doing it, because there are girls that really have put their time in, have paid their dues, and need to be shown. And, you know, and if I stop, then it would never happen. So that's why, that what pushes and drives me to keep going.
You touched upon it, but what are some of the challenges facing female fighters today? I mean, obviously, there's a movement trying to get in the Olympics and that sort of thing, and trying to get it more popular. What can be done?
More publicity. More publicity of quality, skilled female fighters. I mean, I'm not knocking the beginners, because you have to start from somewhere. But we, as skilled fighters, we have paid our dues, and it's time.